political wrangling closer to home on the campaign trail. During her 10 years in Congress, Representative Cynthia McKinney of Georgia has been embroiled in numerous controversies. Most recently, she suggested the Bush administration may have known in advance about the September 11th attacks and allowed them to happen in order for people close to the president to profit. Now McKinney faces a tough primary challenge this summer, in which her bid for renomination is not assured. From Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
A couple of months ago, Congresswoman McKinney was on radio station KPFA in Berkeley, California. She said people close to President Bush, such as his father, could profit from the new war on terrorism. The senior George Bush sits on the board of the Carlyle Group, an investment firm that does hundreds of millions of dollars in defense-related business with the government.
And so we get this presidency of questionable legitimacy requesting a nearly unprecedented amount of money to go into a defense budget for defense spending that will directly benefit his father. Where are the brakes on transparency and corruption?
McKinney implied that the administration knew in advance about September 11th and deliberately held back the information.
What did this administration know, and when did it know it, about the events of September 11th? Who else knew? And why did they not warn the innocent people of New York who were needlessly murdered?
To no one's surprise, her remarks elicited tremendous controversy. McKinney has been controversial throughout her career. As a state representative during the Gulf War, she said then-President Bush should be ashamed of himself for attacking Iraq. In Congress, she voted against condemning anti-Semitic speech by a leader of the Nation of Islam. But her latest comments made the previous controversies pale in comparison.
She has practically accused the president of murder.
Cynthia Tucker is editorial page editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
If he weren't a public figure, of course he could sue for libel. What evidence is there that the president knew the day, the time, the places, and let it proceed so that his friends in the defense industry would make money?
Tucker says the reports that the FBI and CIA had advance information about the hijackers do not justify McKinney's comments. McKinney's office did not respond to several requests for comment. This is not the only controversy involving McKinney and September 11th. Last fall, a Saudi prince wrote then-New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, offering $10 million to assist in cleanup efforts. In his letter, the prince suggested the U.S. brought the 9/11 attacks on itself through its foreign policy. Giuliani rejected the money. McKinney wrote the prince criticizing Giuliani's decision, blaming Israel for the violence in the Middle East, blaming American foreign policy for the anger at the U.S. and the Arab world, and asking the prince to contribute the money to African-American causes. Many editorials across the country expressed outrage, and the letter furthered McKinney's reputation on Capitol Hill.
The words you hear most commonly are loose cannon, militant.
Ross Baker is a professor at Rutgers University and a longtime Congress watcher.
She is visible. She is vocal and outspoken. You know, really has a tendency to shoot from the hip and very often either miss her target or shoot herself in the foot.
But some people like to hear what McKinney has to say.
Speaking her opinions, that is what we should do. She is a strong representative.
Marilyn Davis is a professor of political science at Spelman College in Atlanta.
Many politicians have raised issues that some people felt were outrageous at the point in time. Barry Goldwater in 64 raised some very controversial issues. But today, as we look back, was he as radical as we may have thought in 64?
McKinney's actions have never prevented her from winning re-election. Her district, just east of Atlanta, is nearly 50% African-American, with a mix of people at different socioeconomic levels. This year, however, she's being challenged in the primary by another African-American woman, Denise Majette, a district court judge. Central to Majette's campaign, the claim that McKinney spends too much time grandstanding and achieves little for the district on bread-and-butter issues.
If she'd spent more time focusing on representing her constituents, then maybe people wouldn't be so disgusted with and embarrassed by her behavior.
McKinney's campaign released a statement calling Denise Majette's candidacy, quote, a Trojan horse for the good old boys from the bad old days. Still, Majette is wooing away some voters who feel that McKinney hasn't achieved much for them. 39-year-old Degas Wright believes McKinney is too divisive to be productive.
It's all about building coalitions. It's about forging a vision and then bringing that vision home with results, with legislative things that you can pass. And that's something we surely need.
Majet also has received a $1,000 contribution from Georgia Democratic Senator Zell Miller, who had earlier called McKinney's comments about September 11th loony and dangerous. But McKinney's supporters argue the most important thing the congresswoman has going for her is a strong record of constituent service. When someone has a problem, such as with a Social Security check or a veterans matter, they can call her, and often she'll take care of it. That's why John Evans plans to vote for her again. A retired accountant, he volunteers to run a local branch of the NAACP.
It makes me feel good that she does a lot of things for a lot of her constituents. Personally, I just think she represents the people.
Evans is not concerned about the controversies she stirs or the accusation she made against the president.
I don't think there would be this kind of furor about it if she were not black.
That argument has resonated with some voters in the past, but this year, given the latest controversies and the fact that many of her most prominent critics and her challenger are black, Cynthia McKinney has her work cut out for her in the Democratic primary on August 20th. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.